99.9 WTUZ, where we are always streaming online at WTUZ.com. By the way, BT Dubs, send us the word listen on that Weaver Appliance text line, and you're just a few clicks away after that from listening live wherever you may be. Have you ever tried that yet, Michelle Spring?
I have not.
You need to try it. It's simple. The word listen to the text line from your handy-dandy smartphone or tablet. And then after that, I know, listen, I have an iPhone. It's literally two clicks, and I'm right there to the streaming service. It is that easy. I know with others, if you have a different kind of Chris Kale's phone, it's like three clicks. But what's the difference with one more click? Just take your thumb and tap it. That's all you do. Hey, we have headlines. Take it away when you're ready.
Yorksville will be revamping the downtown area with new streets as well as paving a section on Indian Hill Road. Excluding a portion on Indian Hill Road from the railroad tracks to North Water Street extension, the paving project will cover most of the downtown area from curb to curb. Currently, there is not a projected start date for Newton Asphalt. 10 Ohio dog breeders are named in a new Horrible 100 report examining puppy mills and dog sellers around the nation. Both state and federal enforcement strengthened, but puppy mills wouldn't exist if they didn't have customers. Officials stress it is very important that people who want to buy a puppy visit their breeder in person to make sure you see how many breeding dogs they have and where those breeding dogs are living. If the breeder won't show you her facility or her conditions, that is a huge red flag. For more headlines, visit WTUZ.com.
Yeah, before I tease our streaming services, I may want to check and make sure everything is working the way it should be, I guess. What do we have? Some technical problems overnight. You know, when things go well around here and smooth, normally like they do from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, right here with yours truly and Michelle Spring, things always go smooth during that time. But no, when things go smooth and run great, or we have a great show or a great segment, nobody texts in. Nobody says anything. Nobody calls. Nobody. But as soon as things go south and the fit hits the shan, if you will, people love to let us know about it. Yeah, listen, we were aware things were going down overnight.
Some people get really out of
our control, but we thank you for sticking by with us, getting through the rough patch and making it through the other side. And here we are. We finally made it. Hey, how was your weekend? Good?
It was great. I had a great weekend.
I saw you spent some time with your besties, right? At least that's what social media told me.
Did it? Yeah. Yeah, that was one of the main reasons why we wanted to move home, because a lot of my our closest friends are still in the area, so it's so nice being able to reconnect with old faces.
And plus, when you're starting a family,
right?
You want to be close. That's kind of the main reason we moved back from Texas back to Ohio. It's because, listen, we were going to start a family, wanted to lay down some roots, if you will.
Right.
And we wanted to come back to Northeast Ohio. So, of course, and it's easier too when you start having kids and things going on. It's easy to have mom and dad close and
friends,
people you know, people you trust, that kind of thing.
I have a story for you.
I'm all for stories.
Speaking of our children,
yeah,
my 9-month-old called 911 on Friday.
That is excellent. Is she a dumb criminal?
What an idiot!
No.
First thing, don't let your child have your phone. My wife has made the sad mistake of letting our children, maybe during a quick diaper change, here, just take my phone real quick. Just take my phone. So now every time she pulls out her phone, they want it.
Right.
When I pull out my phone, they don't do that. You know why? Because I don't give them my phone. But anyway, go ahead. What's your story?
No, we were just, I was sitting on the couch with her and we were just playing. I think we were taking selfies, her and I. And I let her play with my phone for a second,
yeah,
which is a huge mistake.
Mom of the year.
Right. She was just, you know, she doesn't know what she's doing. Mm-hmm. She's just playing with it. And I looked down and the phone had dropped and it had dialed. Well, you know how on iPhones
that emergency
it does the emergency dial. I looked down and it said 911 and it had been on there for like 20 seconds. And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Yikes.
So I like hurried up and I just hung up because I got nervous.
Right.
Well, then literally maybe I'd say 15 minutes later, three Philly cops showed up at my
You're
house.
Lying.
Swear to God.
Because they probably, you know what? They may have heard a child on the other end.
No,
like, mama.
I was watching Real Housewives.
Oh, so they probably heard some F bombs and some
right.
some B words and everything else.
Right.
Yeah.
So, needless to say, Friday night was interesting.
That's pretty fun.
So I like came out with the baby. I'm like, sorry, that was her fault.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. When I was little, remember the show Rescue 911?
Yeah.
I'm William Shatner. This is Rescue 911. But anyway, I actually, as a child, a couple times, listen, living in the mean streets of Akron, like I told you before, I taught somebody everything he knows.
Apparently you're not teaching him very much.
Listen to me. We'll get to that. You listen to me. But living in the mean streets, you don't want to call 911 and hang up, right?
No. Because
they take it serious. I mean, obviously, they take it serious everywhere. You get a 911 call. But my mother and my dad used to watch that show, 911, Rescue 911. So then I prompted me to call 911 a couple times and hang up, and cops showed up to the door. I got scolded for it. I was a little six-year-old punk. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, officer. Sorry, Dad. But hey, no, my weekend, listen, I had a great Saturday night. Finally, got to maybe go out and let loose, if you will.
Ooh.
Met up with some friends.
Did your wife go too, I
yeah,
hope?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
She went too. We had a great time. I will say this, though. I'm not drinking ever again until my children are self-sufficient. Because, listen, when you're hungover, you don't even want to take care of yourself when you're hungover.
Right.
Let alone two other human beings. So until
and they're what, a year old?
A year and a half. So
oh my gosh.
Still they can until they can start feeding themselves, at least get themselves bread and water. And
oh my god.
They're able to walk, go to the bathroom by themselves, I don't have to wipe any butts. Dad. I'm never drinking again. Never drinking again until they are fully self-sufficient.
It was that bad, huh?
I'm just not a fan of... That's why I don't drink, really.
Right.
Because I don't... Listen, it's great in the moment.
But then 15 hours later...
15 hours later after, you know, a bunch of boneless wings and french fries and shots and beers and...
Oh, no.
Everything else. But anyway, my tolerance, listen, ever since I had these boys, my tolerance is not what it used to be.
Right.
I'll just say that.
And I feel like the older you get, the longer your hangover lasts.
Oh, yeah. I'm still not a hundo yet.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to take me until Tuesday to
Isn't it
to
crazy
feel great.
When you're in college, you can just do it all day long. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday morning, you're like, you just got so much energy.
Yes.
You're like in your 30s. You're like, this is not.
You know. You know the saying, youth is wasted on the young, right?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you feel that way?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I feel that way about 12 times a day, to be honest with you. Hey, the Cavaliers last night, folks. Let me tell you something. When, as a team, you have a superstar, okay?
LeBron James.
Have somebody who will sit there and break down the defense and... Maybe drive and kick it out to wide open shooters. I mean, wide open. And they're just not hitting their shots via Kevin Love or Jeff Green, J.R. freaking Smith. But, and then you see on the other end, people like Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Durant just hit shot after shot. And it's a cliche in the NBA. It's a cliche. Not to get too sportsy-dorty on you.
Sports!
It's a cliche. And that cliche is, it's a make-or-miss league, okay? Last night, they were making, and we were missing. Now, as for the referee thing.
I was just going to bring that up.
I mean, I'm not so much blame the ref guy, but what did you see last night, Michelle?
So I only watched until the third quarter. I couldn't watch anymore. It was just too much.
Until Gekler started calling you out in the group text.
Yeah,
you're like, I'm out of here.
Why are you still awake? I'm like, I'm heading to
You're like, you know what? That's a very good question. I'm going
I know. I'm like, I can't watch this anymore. It is interesting how, and I don't like to put blame on the refs either, because I feel like that's just a cop-out.
Cavs lost last night, if you weren't aware. Like 122-103.
If you weren't aware.
They're down 0-2 in the NBA Finals. We've been here before, but go ahead.
I don't know. It is interesting to see them call fouls on certain players as opposed to other players in different colored jerseys. I'm just saying. But it's just, I don't know. It's just, it's upsetting and it's frustrating. And like you said last week, God hates Cleveland.
God hates Cleveland sports. That's the only thing I've come to. Is the series over? I don't really know.
No.
We were down 0-2 against Boston, and then we took it to Game 7. But this isn't Boston. This team's won a championship a couple times.
Right.
But, you know, we...
Just don't be negative. I feel like I'm not going to be negative. Positive.
Other people will be negative within this building.
I know. Did you read our group text?
Yeah, other people will be negative within this building.
Did you see what I said? Stop being negative Nancy's.
I tried it. But when we were down 10, let's be real, it felt like it was 30. It really did. Down 10,
just stay
felt
positive.
Like 30. We lost by 19, felt like 190 is what it felt like. Just a punch right to the gut. The only thing there is to do now is they have to win both their home games. If they lose one of their home games, that's it. Then you're done.
Right.
I'll put it like that.
If they lose on Wednesday.
But if you thought they were underdogs before, then it's supersized now, really.
Well, the good thing is that...
What's the good thing, Michelle?
Name
one thing that's good.
They play well at home. I feel like they feed off of the energy of being home. They feel more confident when they're on their own court. So I have faith, and I will say every prayer possible that Wednesday goes in our favor.
Hail Marys and everything else.
Right.
All right.
Just stay positive. I feel like if we just stay positive, maybe good vibes will be sent up to Cleveland.
I know what you're trying to do is just not working right now. Try again tomorrow, and then again on Wednesday.
Hey, you're not upset.
Hey, later, I will give you all the details about the Sarshon Ford Hall of Fame Gold Plate Challenge. There is another clue out there. I'll give you the clue right now. And this is why I was texting the text line, Michelle. Am I drunk? No, I'm not drunk. I was texting our Weaver Appliance text line to make sure that the clue is up and ready to go. And I know it is because I just put it up there, but I was just checking to make sure. Anyway, the clue is take a bite of their fresh beef burgers and you will spin in a circle near Salt Fork Lake. Salt Fork Lake. Spin in a circle, take a bite of their fresh burger. Now, if you want the clue yourself right in front of your face, text the word clue to the text line, which I just did right there, Michelle, to test it out. Make sure it is good to go. If you don't know what the Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg Hall of Fame Gold Plate Challenge is, well, you have to find our truck. That clue I just gave you is where the truck will be today. Spot it, post it, win it, take a picture with it. Post it on Sarshon's Facebook page. It's also shared to our Facebook page, and all the details are on our website at WTUZ.com. You can win Hall of Fame tickets to the enshrinement ceremony. You can see Maroon 5 at the Concert for Legends. Also, you get field passes to be right there on the field, on the sidelines, for the Hall of Fame game. Excellent package. The truck is out there. They have not let you or me drive it yet. And after that paperwork we had to sign the other day, I have a feeling that neither of us will be driving that vehicle anytime soon.
No.